producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Once again, at the top of every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than Ellen Ratner, the Grand Dame. And before we dive into the politics on the day, she is the goat, the old goat after all. This is a few years ago when she established a fantastic charity. Many of you have jumped on board, I'm very happy to say. And there are a lot of you that could do the same thing. So, Ellen, tell us more about what's happened in the last couple of years as far as the goats, et cetera, and how people can get involved.
Okay, well, this is Giving Tuesday, so I want to push this. We'll be talking a little bit throughout the Christmas season. But I went to South Sudan in 2008. I turned 60 in 2011. I thought one morning I woke up and I'm an old goat, so I decided to start Goats for the Old Goat. We give out female goats to very hungry people. Some of South Sudan is called the hungriest place on earth. By giving out a she-goat, it allows a family to have other goats as well as to produce milk and cheese. And a liter of milk a day can come from a goat, and that is really enough to keep a child from malnutrition. So that's very important. Other thing we do is we have people build wheelchairs. And as you know, there's no paved or very few paved roads, less than 20 miles in a country the size of Texas. So these wheelchairs are like tricycles that are made from bicycles, and they're actually made by the polio people themselves. And so people can either give a partial wheelchair, partial goat or full wheelchair. And then, as you may have seen on TV, I wear these beautiful crystal Swarovski hearts. They're great Christmas gifts, and they go for anywhere from $25 to $35. There's three different sizes in many colors, and they go directly to our women who have seen somebody killed in front of them, and they're made by those women. I bring the crystals over, and they make them. So it's Goats for the Old Goat on this Giving Tuesday.
All right, I love it. Those earrings, I don't have those yet. Looks like I'm going to have to go tell Paul I've got the gift I want, so that's perfect. I love it.
I see. Okay.
Different colors, too, so that's good. Different colors. I like that.
That's
for sure.
Right.
Speaking of different colors of a different sort, we should say, I guess, animals, if you want, the elephants and the donkeys, the Democrats and the Republicans. Apparently, after all this fighting, they're actually going to come to terms. I was shocked when I heard this, or maybe I shouldn't have been shocked, but I guess Harry Reid is backing the Boehner on the deal to avoid the shutdown of the government.
Well, yes, they have to. I mean, first of all, the entire financial system of this country cannot afford to have a government that's quibbling about whether to stay open or not. You know, if you're an investor, whether it be from China or whether you're an investor from the Middle East or even from Europe, the last thing you want to do is have a government that can't decide whether they're going to stay open or not. And so it's really that very much that is such a big issue right now, and it does look like they are going to come to an agreement, and they're probably even going to come to an agreement to keep it pretty much open on all fronts through next September, because at the end of the United States fiscal year is October 1st.
All right, so that is good news. We don't have to deal with all of that. That same conversation seems like we had over and over again. How about the conversation of who's going to be the fourth Secretary of Defense under the president? It looks like he has somebody, Ashton Carter, and supposedly the Republicans like this guy. Should this be pretty smooth?
This should be pretty smooth. The Republicans like the guy because, first of all, he was an assistant secretary, so he knows defense. But secondly, he comes from the defense industry. He has worked in the defense industry. So when you do that, you know, you have lobbyists on both sides of the aisle, and they're there. So I think that he is well-liked on both sides, and that means that he would have an easy confirmation, even though today the press secretary at the White House would not confirm that that's where the White House is going.
Yeah, we just
only that he was on the short list.
Yeah, the short list. How about the one list?
Right. It's a very short list.
Exactly. I'd love to be on that list, right? Boom, you're in. Okay, how about this? You know, we talk a lot about what's going on in the UN and the World Food Program, and now the World Food Program is being forced to stop or suspend the food aid to Syria.
It's something like $68 million is what is necessary to keep food flowing into the refugee camps and to allow people with vouchers to buy food in the market. Now, you know, somebody said that, what, yesterday, $2.5 billion was spent by Americans alone on the internet, and $68 million from all of these countries. That's a lot of money that should be, it's not even a lot of money, comparatively it's a little bit of money that these countries have promised. They promised the United Nations, and it has not happened.
All right. I love that. I love the comparison. $2.5 billion spent online. Think about it on Cyber Monday and look at what's happened here. Ellen Ratner, thanks as always. Remember, goats
Thank
for the
you.
Old goat. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So one of the things we talked about there is who's going to be the next Secretary of Defense. And some interesting things are starting to emerge about Chuck Hagel and how he wouldn't play ball. I think Ellen at one point referenced, can you imagine what his book will be like compared to Leon Panetta? There was complaint about Panetta's book. Hagel didn't want to hold off resigning. They wanted him to wait to resign, but he said no. He wanted to leave. When it was over, he was done. So there was no question there was bad blood between 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and the Secretary of Defense, who was being very vocal about the things he didn't approve of that were happening in the Middle East. So CNN, I think, originally broke the story. They had a source on it saying he wanted to wait. They wanted Hagel to wait till this week to resign so they could have the new nominee in place by then, but he wouldn't wait. He said he was going to resign earlier than that, as soon as he knew he was gone. And how about that? So the search for the new nominee has been fast and furious. You had John McCain, who was pushing to see a couple of other different people fall into that position. But it doesn't look like that's going to happen. It looks like Ash Carter is the guy, because he's the only one left standing, frankly, that could be considered for serious consideration. Ellen gave some of the reasons why, because he's pretty respected in defense establishment circles. So clearly there's not going to be a lot of pushback on that. There was on a short list, Jay Johnson, the Homeland Security Secretary's name was there, but I can't imagine that he would have had an easy clearing from Congress because of, I think, some of the things that have happened with immigration, although he inherited most of them. And then Colin Powell's name was floated several times, but he apparently had no interest, or it was made known that he wouldn't have any interest. So here you go. The less offensive to the left, and the right guy for the right, I guess, is the guy who steps into this spot. But it's pretty interesting. So not former Senator Lieber like John McCain was floating, but instead somebody who passes the hurdle, because Hagel was not playing the game. He refused to play the game and wait and make it a smooth transition for the president. He wouldn't do that. So wait till his book drops. His book will be interesting, I'm sure. Today I had an interesting conversation with somebody in Florida about Jeb Bush. He is one step closer. We'll talk about that and some other things on the flip side here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources,
one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-865-0869. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-865-0869. That's 1-800-865-0869. Call 1-800-865-0869.
After Cyber Monday, the figures that I show are kind of skewed because the Cyber Monday thing kind of started into the weekend, but supposedly it was up 8%. And I don't think that's shocking. People order things online, and especially if they can get free shipping, so much easier to go that route than to have to brave the things that you have to go through when you're fighting for 60-inch televisions at Best Buy on a Black Friday. There's a wild video of people literally, I mean, it's like the rubber band people just screaming and yelling and pulling a television in between themselves trying to figure out who's going to get that TV screen. Ooh, there has got to be a better way. And that's why ordering things online, I think, is just that much bigger and easier. So if you have to pick one of the two, if you're going to go one of the two routes, is there any doubt you're going to order it online? Although some people don't feel as secure. I mean, are you more secure after what happened at Target with the swipe? Or do you feel more secure instead doing it online, feeling like your information is protected? And I guess the answer is, with how fast things are evolving technology-wise and trying to rip off cards and numbers, there's not 100% security because, you know, Target saw what happened to them. Once they had the security breach, it was like a ghost town in Target. I mean, a ghost town. And it used to be, I think, a fairly frequented trafficked place, depending on where you lived. And it once those headlines came out, that just freaked people out. And, you know, there is that question, are you safer online? Are you safer in the store? And the answer is, you know, it's less wear and tear on you and nonsense ordering online, but it's not 100% secure. I mean, nothing is 100% secure. Given my druthers, having to deal with parking, having to deal with crowds, there's no question the route that I would take. So anyway, the purpose of telling you that is that numbers-wise, and we have We Can Count coming up, the numbers were up as far as shopping on the fake holiday, which is Cyber Monday. And I want to throw this out, too, before I tell you about my Jeb Bush conversation. I think unless I won a crazy amount of money that just flew into my lap, I cannot imagine, first of all, driving a car that is worth $1.2 million. And I cannot imagine taking that $1.2 million hypercar out for a spin and then crashing it. That's exactly what happened with this McLaren P1. So a 27-year-old who has the money, by the way, to spring for that kind of car, crashes the car when he barely owns it. I think, you know, one day after picking it up, I think there is, and you should see the smashed up car. What do you get for that kind of money? What you get now could be any hunk of junk anywhere on the road. It is just smashed to smithereens, as they say. It is totaled. I don't see how you can save this car. And let me tell you what the car is about. The P1 is carbon fiber, aluminum, and a bunch of other materials mixed in between. It can go 0 to 60, ready for this, in less than 3 seconds. It has speeds over 200 miles an hour. 200 miles an hour. So the driver and his passenger were injured in the wreck. They went to the hospital for treatment, but they're okay. Takes the car off out to show it off, and boom, just like that, he wrecks the car. He hits a wet spot on the road, and then that's it. So much for the McLaren P1 and a Tuesday morning on a Texas road. One day after. That's why I think cars depreciate so much. I appreciate cars. I like cars. We've had people on to talk about some of the car shows and some of the new rides that are out there. But spending too much on a car and then watching it drive it off and how it depreciates and the possibility of somebody scratching it, somebody keying it, somebody smashing into the back of it, hit and run, you know, all that kind of stuff. I mean, forget about. Jeb Bush could afford a car like that. And can he afford to run for president? So when you run for president, or any office for that matter, I mean, let's face it, especially let's say the main office. If you're running for president, it means you are going to have to spend some money. You're going to have to use a lot of PAC money. You're going to have to get people to really back you up. You're going to have to travel all over the place, shake a lot of hands, do a lot of speaking. I mean, you are going to be a road warrior times 10. And then at the end of it, while you're getting poked all along the way, because it's 24-hour news, everything's recorded, any crazy thing, it comes up and you got to shoot it down. So once you decide you're in, and even from a political family, your life certainly takes off in a much different direction and it's not your own. But how about the possibility of losing? How about the possibility of losing to Hillary Clinton? How would Jeb Bush feel if he lost to Hillary Clinton, who is decidedly, before she's even declared, been crowned the Democratic nominee. So we believe that she's going to get it, right? This is, she waited, she didn't get it in 2008 because Obama did. So now, two terms later, this is the Hillary give back moment. She gets the Democratic nomination, and then you're the guy that loses to Hillary Clinton and you're Jeb Bush? I don't know. And I had that conversation with somebody, an insider, who's very close with Jeb, and he convinced me that this is a done deal, that Jeb really, really wants to run. That all these little things you're hearing and him popping up on the tube and I'm going to decide and, you know, I'm thinking about running. There's a big push among a lot of conservative businessmen to see Jeb Bush run. And my source, who's really, really close to the Bushes and knows Jeb well, says he thinks it's a done deal that he's going to put his name in the middle of that big giant ring, and he's going to go after it just as hard as anybody else. So imagine being Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton is your opponent, if you get it, because I'm assuming, who says that he gets the nomination? I mean, he could lose the nomination to Rand Paul or somebody else that comes out of the woodwork, or, you know, Ted Cruz is talking about running. How much strength is there in the Tea Party to get somebody who is flat out a Tea Party representative on the ticket to be the guy? And all bets are off once this beauty pageant for the Republicans start, because I don't think you're going to see that on the Democratic side just because of the Hillary Clinton thing. So it's interesting. So I wanted to share that little nugget with you. It's not surprising to me to start to see these Jeb Bush stories pop up, because this is something that I had heard about for now a long time. And you have to be a genius, by the way, to think, Jeb Bush, will he run? But the reason, part of the reason why, is because I think he's being seduced by a lot of these conservative business guys who want to see, and women for that matter, who want to see somebody like Jeb Bush run instead of some of the other names that keep floating around. But being the person who runs and then has to take on Hillary Clinton, there's that other added part of really wanting the office and then potentially losing to Clinton. And then the whole thing about Clinton and a Bush, the fact that you have these families who have had a legacy in politics, and to see that continue on in a couple of debates would be pretty interesting. Here's the deal with me. Let's just get the best person for the job we can get. Let's just get the best person in, the most qualified person. How about that? It's By the Numbers, coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Truffles and cold temperatures, some of what we're going to talk about in this version of We Can Count. Let's start with the world's largest truffle. Once again, can you imagine you must have money to burn if you could spend $1 million for a truffle? You know what a truffle is? Dogs sniff it out underneath the earth. Sabatino truffles unearthed the largest truffle in the world on record this past week. By the way, they're in central Italy. The massive truffle weighs 4.16 pounds. I mean, they're not the idiots. It's the people that have paid for it. That's almost twice the size of the current record holder. White truffles are so rare, and they're incredibly sought after. The ingredient is... it's one of the most expensive foods in the world. So like just a few shavings of this truffle will cost hundreds of dollars in restaurants. The buyers from Macau, China, have offered that amount of money for the massive truffle. The company's going to auction it off in New York City this week in order to get the highest bid. But here's the good thing. They say they're going to donate the money to charity. How about that? And why are they donating it to charity? Because they don't need the money, right? A pair of white truffles from Alba sold for $125,000 this past November, and a Russian oligarchy spent, or an oligarch, I guess is the proper way to say it, his name was Vladimir Putinin, spent $95,000 for 4 pounds of white truffles in October. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I mean, the picture of it was so cool, this truffle. And that's what happens. They train dogs to sniff out their truffle-sniffing dogs, or even pigs, during the months of October, November, and December. So that's how they came across that truffle. Once again, though, you must have connections to restaurants or money to burn if you can pay that amount of money for a thing like a truffle, right? Let's move on to this one. Record cold days. Baby, it's cold outside. One of my favorite Christmas songs, right? They say almost 9,000 daily record cold temperatures hit in November alone. Alone. What kind of records were shattered? Oh, like in the last 7 days, 426 cities saw their coldest temperatures. 426, my goodness, that is crazy. And you could go even deeper into this and look at precipitation, some of the highest rain records for this time of year. And then, of course, you could go to the other side and look at warm temperatures. Not everybody is freezing, but in this year so far, 47,402, that's a number for you, record cold temperatures, versus 33,013 record warm temperatures. So what do we surmise from this? Well, it depends. Some people like cold weather. Some people like warm weather. Sometimes the cold weather chases people, especially when you have a lot of records, into situations where they want to move to a warm weather place. And actually, sometimes vice versa. My brother, who is stuck in Florida, and I love Florida, and a lot of my other family members love Florida, he likes it, but he likes colder temperatures. So he hates it during the summer. He likes it the rest of the time, but during the summer, it's just too hot for him because that's, you know, a body temperature thing. I think some people, the hot weather affects them and the cold weather affects them differently, more than just what the normal kvetching is. Because this is the common denominator, let's face it. It's always about the weather, right? Somebody's always complaining about the weather, whether it's too hot or it's too cold. So I think it's crazy to see the kind of records that are being shattered, and I bet it's going to be that kind of a winter, to tell you the truth. I think we're going to see all kinds of crazy snow records and colder temperatures. This is just the start of it. All right, something I came across today, pretty interesting, was this story on MSN that I saw somewhere else too. A couple of different people had a link to it, but talking about that U.S. companies have already carried out inversions that are going to cost the government a record $2.2 billion or more in lost tax revenue next year. So that would be double the amount in 2014. And what it is, and it doesn't even include this, apparently. It doesn't include the impact of companies that have moved their legal addresses overseas in the future, which one study pegged at about $2 billion a year over the next decade. But since the first inversion in 1982, the deals have cost about $9.8 billion in inflation-adjusted dollars. The calculations based on some of the information that's been compiled by various economists, and that's crazy seeing the number double. Because what's happening is companies are using the tax edge to completely out U.S. rivals or buy them out. That's the other thing that's happening. A great example is Actavis, which is a drug maker in New Jersey. I'm familiar with it from New Jersey, but also California. They took a legal address in Ireland last year and then, you know, had deals to acquire four U.S. competitors and slash their tax bill by hundreds of millions of dollars. So the system created a lot of winners and then a lot of losers. And there's been massive debate over this. So this is what we're talking about with this loophole, how much money will be lost. So it's crazy. And this goes to the bringing more companies back to the United States, or at least looking at those addresses and realizing, click, 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 how much money we are blowing that could actually be put to different areas that we need in shortfalls to cover other parts of a budget, which, by the way, there's not going to be any kind of a government shutdown because that's already been taken care of. Whew. So how about this thing with the bomb prank at Miami? You know, when you say offhanded things and make jokes about, oh, do you think I'm a terrorist or I got a bomb in that bag? They take that serious, especially in areas like Miami where so many people are coming from other places. That's a major, major hub and feeder into the United States. So there's this Venezuelan neurosurgeon who is going to have to pay $89,000 and change after making a bomb joke because there was a big police response that shut down part of the airport. This happened about 2 months ago. I remember this. We talked about it on the air. The 60-year-old surgeon was flying to Bogota, Colombia, when a ticket agent asked if he had any explosive in his luggage, and he said C4. And then the agent asked if it was a gun. He explained it was an explosive. Then they called the cops. The bomb squad went to search his luggage, and of course there was no explosives. He said he was just making a joke, so he was arrested. And his attorney tried to say, this is kind of a good way to get out of it, he was sleep deprived. Look, he's sleep deprived. He was joking. Don't you know a joke? He just needed some coffee. Why are you blaming him? Why? I don't understand. That is a poorly timed joke, isn't it? Poorly timed. Crazy. How about this in North Dakota? As we slide from Miami back to the middle part of the country, North Dakota is talking about this. North Dakota is saying, school-wise, that they are going to propose, or it's a proposal floating around anyway, requiring high school students to pass U.S. citizenship tests to graduate. Ooh, we used to do that on America Tonight. We did the citizenship quiz to see how many questions people could answer. We gave away prizes. We might have to reinstitute that for a couple of shows. But, for example, the questions would be like, how many amendments does the U.S. Constitution have? What were the original 13 states? So these students in North Dakota have to answer these questions. If it passes in the state legislature, it's looking like it might. The same ones that immigrants have to pass, obviously. They think it's a good idea because they want to see what they, how the kids would score. And the person who started the initiative said the goal is to enact similar laws in all states, so not just North Dakota, by 2017. And the part of the reason why, too, is for whole American pride and knowing the Constitution, that the Constitution is going to turn 230 years old in 2017. So far, there's been some big support for that idea. What do you think of that idea? I got to say, I like the idea. Why not? Could you answer all the questions on the citizenship test? Something to ponder. Stay with us.
complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Come across the finish line for this hour of America Tonight. Would you believe that 100 brains have gone missing in Texas? Oh, there's a punchline here somewhere, isn't there? Yes, indeed. Unfortunately, this is very serious biz. I'm talking about from the University of Texas, the brains are missing. So what's that all about? Who is stealing brains on the campus? Not good. You know, there's so much research being done, thank goodness, for concussions and for futuristic studies and other things that are happening in sports and whatnot about what the brain can take. And the University of Texas in Austin is really seriously missing those brains. They're half the specimens they had in a collection of brains preserved in jars of formaldehyde. One of the missing brains, they think, belong to the clock tower sniper. Remember the guy that stood up on the clock tower? His name was Charles Whitman. Most of you would have only seen maybe some black and white footage of him. I went to that campus and actually toured that. It was very creepy how he just shot so many from the tower. But anyway, his brain was among the brains, supposedly, that were taken. So what do you think the motivation of the person stealing the collection was? I don't think it had anything to do with Whitman. He killed the 16 people. He wounded 32. And, as a former Marine, it had nothing to do with him, I don't believe. I think it had to do with, you know, maybe a crazy, ridiculous prank, or maybe somebody is going to put them on the black market. I don't know. But they transferred the brains to the university about 28 years ago. They got this because you had to have all kinds of documentation. They had temporary permission to do that. And this was a psychology thing. He had the professor whose brains they were said his psychology lab had room for just about 100. The rest were moved to the basement of the university, and all they know is someone took them. They don't know the reasons why, any of that kind of stuff, if why that happened. But the idea is to study the brains psychologically, which is part of the reason why Whitman's brain was there, as to what could have made him do what he did. And presumably some of those other brains were of people who had other troubling things that had happened in their life. So that's the reason why they were being studied anyway on the campus. But can you imagine getting that call? You're the campus police. Come to the psychology lab because 100 brains are missing. I mean, it is freaky, right? It would have to be freaky to hear that call for sure. And just even seeing a headline is where it says 100 brains. This is the perfect tease for somebody who's an anchor on television. 100 brains have gone missing at the University of Texas. We'll tell you next more details on what we think happened or whatever. But it's really a strange, strange, strange thing. All right, in a different sense, we started off talking about what was happening in Washington, and it looked like a done deal as far as Secretary of Defense, and now there's actually a plan in place, which, how about that? Simply amazing when you get the Republicans and the Democrats to agree. But as Ellen Ratner said at the top, when we checked in with her from Talk Radio News, could we stomach a government shutdown now at this point? Because there was threats that, okay, we'll shut the government down. We'll attach immigration to some of the funding. But instead, Harry Reid, who's the Senate Majority Leader now and on his way out, backed John Boehner in the House and the Speaker of the House on a deal to avoid shutting down the government. So that's huge news. And it's actually good news because it made no sense to me doing the whole hostage thing with funding and having people threatening that they won't get checks and it's during the holidays and all the crazy ancillary stories that would be covered and would be talked about. Yeah, that would just be too much, too brutal. I mean, the key issue is the government's funding bill, and Boehner's strategy for avoiding the shutdown got support from Reid, I think, because he didn't want to go out on that note. Makes sense. It doesn't make sense for the Democrats to do that either. Instead, just push it forward, and then the new Congress comes in. So a short-term funding for Homeland Security is one of the things that happens to respond to some of the pressure from the Republicans who are outraged over the executive actions granting the legal status to about 5 million illegal immigrants. We certainly have talked about that. By only funding immigration-related agencies for a short time, then that means you could go back and look at the issue next year when you've got the House and the Senate under Republican control. And I think that was part of the reason that there was an agreement here. So the Speaker is saying that the House would vote on Thursday on a measure that would allow Republicans to voice disapproval of Obama's immigration move, and then yada yada, everybody moves on. The cavalry is coming, so to speak, in January, so why not extend it for a couple of months and then wait till you've got the new Congress in place? So for Boehner, it was a smart thing. For Reid, I think it was a smart thing. Instead of having this tug of war over what are we going to do, the countdown's on, we're almost into the holidays, this will be horrifying, people might not get checks, we might have to do the furloughs, and now that's not going to happen. And it really, it just shoves everything forward and means it has to be discussed once you have a new Congress in place in January. So, you know, bottom line, that's what you get there, you know. That's it. Because of some of the, while that gets pushed forward and the lawmaking gets pushed forward, there is some problems in Washington, some problems in Colorado and Oregon now. They passed legalization of marijuana, so shops being set up or shops already in place to be able to sell it to people. And then the things that weren't thought about as much, like what about driving trash, stoned, whatever? Do people get tickets for that? And while tax issues have been worked out and amounts have been worked out, things like smoking pot in parks. I saw a poll today on whether smoking pot in parks should be banned. 53% of the people that took the poll say no. 47% say yes. It's a different world. So now the smell of marijuana, if you live in certain states, probably could be seen sort of hovering around some of the park benches and whatnot as you pass by. And I think there are more things than pot being smoked in parks that are going to have to be considered in the future if more states legalize marijuana. Because you have different strains, you have a different tax idea, there are people coming in from different states, and they only get a certain amount of pot that they can get versus the people who live there, yada yada, the list goes on. So once the law happens, then it's about implementing it, and it's not necessarily that easy. How would you feel if people were smoking pot in the park and you were walking your grandkids or taking the dog for a spin? Would it be live and let live, or would you have some probs with it? Send me your thoughts. AmericaTonight.net. Thanks for listening to This Hour.
That time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.